Okay, well, now on the fifth quarter show, going to head over to Odessa and talk with Odessa girls basketball coach Randy Florence. And Randy, let's talk a couple of games this week. You started out last Monday. You play Pleasant Hill, and close ball game, but they come away with a 46-40 win.
Yeah, they came out with 46-46 40 win. The second time we played Pleasant Hill. We played them in the first round of the Pleasant Hill tournament, so it was the second time we got to see them. Pretty close game. We were ahead in the first half. We were ahead. We just didn't take care of the ball when we needed to, and that's been kind of our kryptonite all year long. We turned the ball over in spots we don't need to do that, and they capitalized and took advantage of it.
You were supposed to play Oak Grove on Wednesday night. That was the day it snowed so hard, so I'm sure that game was wiped out. And then last night, you have another home game. You play Excelsior Springs. You come away with a nice double-digit win there.
Yeah, we needed that. That gets us 1-2 in the conference. And, we played hard, a good win, and we actually took care of the ball a lot better than we did against Pleasant Hill the beginning of the week.
Who played well for the Odessa girls last night, Randy?
Alyssa Morrison again, senior girl. She put up 16 points, and followed by Lexi Mooney with 10. And I had another senior that hasn't. This is her. She played her freshman, sophomore year. Didn't come out her junior year. Came back out her senior year. Tori Golden, and she had 10. But last night was a big highlight for our program because our senior little guard Abby King tied the school record with steals. She had 13 steals in the game, so that was a pretty good highlight for us.
Well, good for her. You talk about the steals that Abby had. And sounds like your team played pretty good defense all the way around, holding Excelsior Springs to only 34 points.
Yeah, we actually did play a pretty good defensive game last night. I was very, very pleased at how we shut them down and got the victory.
All right, now you're 10-7 overall, and with the win last night, that moves you to 1-2 in conference play. And it looks like you got a couple of conference games next week. You go to Harrisonville, and I believe that's on Monday, and you played Harrisonville in the Clinton tournament here last week. You beat them 56-43, and then on Thursday night, Warrensburg comes to Odessa. Warrensburg beat you in a conference game earlier on, 48-36, but then you play them in the Clinton tournament, a very close game. You lose that one 43-45, so you got to be looking forward to those two games.
Yeah, and we've also got that rescheduled game with Oak Grove, so technically looking at what we got next week, we got Monday, we got Wednesday, we got Thursday, and then Saturday we travel up to St. Joe for that Hall of Fame Classic and play center. So we're looking at four games next week. So it'll be a long week for our program.
It looks to me in your conference that anybody can beat anybody else on a given night.
I would agree with you. Warrensburg's tough. They got a little guard down there, senior guard, Sadie. Meisner, she's really tough. Excelsior, they played well. Pleasant Hill, any Harrisonville, anybody can. We haven't seen Oak Grove. I watched them play, but they've had some injuries and some people that have quit. So until I get the actual look at them and play them, it's going to be a little different ball game.
Randy, appreciate the call. We'll have a lot to talk about next week, quite a few games. So give us another call on the fifth quarter next Friday night.
All right, Mr. All, thank you for what you do for us.